If you want to learn something about God, shut your mouth and listen to me for a minute.
Many, many children healed. We've seen midgets grow. We've seen arms and legs that stop growing because the growth cells have stopped. Mandadabasata. I don't make this stuff up.
Behold the atheist's nightmare.
That's the power of the Holy Ghost.
Why do they teach every other theory in science except creation?
Warlocks are enemies of God.
No one's ever going to convince me that the word of God is not true.
You know, if you put Jesus Christ first, that he'll look after all your bills.
And so the devil said, okay, it's a deal.
And if you want to tell me how to live my life, it better line up with the word of God or shut your mouth.
I'm loaded. I'm pregnant with miracles.
What do you believe?
Send us the cash.
Welcome to the Bible Dumb Podcast. This is a podcast where two atheists read the Bible from Genesis to Deuteronomy. I'm Davey Hell.
I'm Jesse Hell.
And today we're going to get more into Deuteronomy. You got any religious stories to start us with?
No.
I only have one. It's on Thursday... I worked from home, and so I got to just like put on YouTube like the entire time I was working. So I had just on this guy's like vegan live stream where he was like, he has a truck and it's, you know, wrapped with like a bunch of factory farm chickens in like small cages. And he drives around and like parks in front of like Church's Chickens and different restaurants like that. And turns on like the sounds of like all these chickens like clucking and screaming and stuff like super loud. And the reason I watched it like all day long while I was working, it was pretty fun.
It's a weird thing to do.
And he ran into like two or three different people, and every single one of them that he talked to brought up God or religion, and it just drives me absolutely insane. It just drives me crazy. It's just such a get out of jail free card to not have to use your brain or think about anything critically. It's just like, oh well, God said it's okay, so I can do whatever I want, and I can interpret this book to say anything that I do is correct. I don't like that. Anyway, I mean, he was in like Arkansas or Alabama or someplace. So, I mean, it's kind of to be expected, I guess. Right in the Bible Belt.
Doesn't have to be.
No, it doesn't have to be. I just think that if there was less religion, people, I mean, and this might be a super obvious thing to say, but people would be more likely to think critically about the decisions they're making. You don't
maybe,
seem convinced.
Maybe.
Is it not a problem with the software? It's a problem with the hardware? I think it's just people? People just don't want to change?
I think, well, yeah. No, without religion, we would probably do a much better job of teaching critical thinking skills in school. For sure.
But do you need to be taught it? Or would you be like, just
I think you
more
can
likely
teach critical
to
thinking
question?
Skills?
Yeah. Yeah, you definitely can. I think that's what a lot of the humanities programs are about. That's one of the biggest benefits of having like an English program or, you know, speech debate, whatever. I just think
we'd probably have more access to different types of classes like that. If people weren't afraid of them.
Yeah. Okay. So, second part of Deuteronomy here, chapter 4. You got to do what?
I need a refresher on Deuteronomy.
Well, hold on. Before we get into that, I did want to say this is our 50th episode.
Oh.
That's pretty good, huh?
I'm impressed we have made it this far.
Yeah, me too. It's been fun. I'm glad that we're still doing it.
I think there's only one book I didn't make it this far in. Supermarket.
Oh, I thought you finished Supermarket.
No, I did not.
Oh.
No. I felt bad for not wanting to finish it. But I'm like, but this is really bad. Like, it's... But it almost felt so bad that I thought, there's a catch here. Like, it's going to get good. Like, Notebook is this bad. Like, something's going on. But it kept getting worse and worse.
Mm.
So I finally looked up the reviews on Goodreads. And nope. One star. And I was like, oh, I'm done. And I gave up.
That's bad. I mean, I've read very few books that I didn't like. I'm pretty easy to please when it comes to, like, novels. Like, there's been a couple. There's been a couple I didn't like or just wasn't interested in. Didn't have, you know, the time versus, you know, what I would gain would not be a good ratio. So I dropped them. But, yeah, you've had nothing but terrible things to say about that one.
It's memorable. And it's so disappointing because the cover was really cool.
All right, so Deuteronomy, what do we know? Moses retold and bragged. He told all his stories about all the people they conquered and all the people they killed. He was really proud of it. And then I think that's about it. God said that because the people didn't want to go fight and they refused them, that none of them would live to see them enter the Holy Land. Except for Joshua and somebody else.
I don't remember who.
Yeah, I don't know his name either. But our little hellhound is whining. It's a stormy day. We'll post a picture of her on our Instagram. Go follow us on Instagram, everyone. I don't do a good job of posting on there. But if you want to see our hellhound, at least one of them. So he said, Moses said, because of all you people, I don't get to go see the land of milk and honey. So Joshua is going to take over for me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's pretty much all we got, I think. All right. Chapter 4. Now therefore, hearken, O Israel, unto the statutes and unto the judgments which I teach you. For to do them, that ye may live, and go in and possess the land which the Lord God of your fathers giveth you, ye shall not add unto the word which I command you, neither shall ye diminish aught from it, that ye may keep the commandments of the Lord your God which I command you. Your eyes have seen what the Lord did because of Baal Peor. For all the men that followed Baal Peor, the Lord God hath destroyed them from among you. But ye that did cleave unto the Lord your God are alive, every one of you this day. Behold, I have taught you statutes and judgments, even as the Lord my God commanded me, that ye should do so in the land whither ye go to possess it. Keep therefore and do them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations which shall hear all these statutes, and say, surely, this great nation is a wise and understanding people. That is not what we said, hearing their story. For what nation is there so great, who hath God so nigh unto them, as the Lord our God is in all things that we call upon him for? And what nation is there so great that hath statutes and judgments so righteous as all this law which I set before you this day? Okay, so I have a feeling he's going to lay down some laws, and we should probably break periodically and say if we find them righteous.
That's what we're looking for, righteous?
Yes. Are they righteous?
Okay.
It says, is there any nation so great that has statutes and judgments as righteous as this? Only take heed to thyself, and keep thy soul diligently, lest thou forget the things which thine eyes have seen, and lest they depart from thy heart all the days of thy life, but teach them thy sons and thy sons' sons. Specially the day that thou stoodest before the Lord thy God in Horeb, when the Lord said unto me,
gather me the people together, and I will make them hear my words, that they may learn to fear me all the days that they shall live upon the earth, and that they may teach their children.
And ye came near and stood under the mountain, and the mountain burned with fire unto the midst of heaven, with darkness, clouds, and thick darkness. And the Lord spake unto you out of the midst of the fire. Ye heard the voice of the words, but saw no similitude. Only ye heard a voice, and he declared unto you his covenant, which he commanded you to perform, even 10 commandments. And he wrote them upon 2 tables of stone.
So, oh, here we go. Are these the official?
I guess these are the official ones.
Okay, because we didn't really get the official ones the first time.
Yeah, they kind of mentioned them. I mean, they went through them, but they didn't say, like...
There were way too many to fit on 2 tablets.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And the Lord commanded me at the time to teach you statutes and judgments, that ye might do them in the land whither ye go over to possess it. Take ye therefore good heed unto yourselves, for ye saw no manner of similitude on the day that the Lord spake unto you in Horeb out of the midst of the fire, lest ye corrupt yourselves and make you a graven image, the similitude of any figure, the likeness of male or female. That is such a weird one. Like, the whole graven images thing.
Yeah.
Like, because, one, it's super clearly stated, and two, absolutely nobody follows this. Like, nobody has a problem with statues or people making the likenesses mm-hmm. of Jesus or anybody.
Does it include Jesus?
It says of any figure, male or female.
Does it include God?
I mean, I would think so.
So really, you're...
He doesn't say make a bunch of graven images of me.
Yeah, I always thought it would just be like...
other people's graven images.
Other people, yeah. Like, yes, honor me, make all the statues of me, but don't do it of other people.
That's not what God says, though. God says, don't do that. He says, don't make any graven images of anybody.
You smell burning. Oh, we were talking about the graven images.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think it means... I think you just can't make graven images.
Okay.
The likeness of any beast that is on the earth, the likeness of any winged fowl that flieth in the air, the likeness of anything that creepeth on the ground, the likeness of any fish that is in the waters beneath the earth. You can't even draw a picture.
So everybody's little fish that they have.
Oh, yeah, their little fish symbol, yeah.
Oh, well, yeah, that, but I was thinking of the very redneck fish statue thing.
With the big mouth bass?
Where you, like, that, or the one where you hit the button and the fish starts wiggling and singing.
Yeah, yeah. I thought you just meant the Jesus fish.
That, too.
Yeah, that's weird. That's such a weird rule.
Is it really, like, including everything? Like, what about, like, pictures on your wall?
I mean, that's what it says. It says, make no likeness of any of these things.
It just feels extreme.
It does. It seems very strange. Unless thou lift up thine eyes unto heaven, and when thou seest the sun and the moon and the stars, even all the host of heaven, shouldest be driven to worship them and serve them, which the Lord thy God hath divided unto all nations under the whole heaven. What does that mean?
I don't know.
So don't worship the stars and the moon and the sun? I guess. But the Lord hath taken you and brought you forth out of the iron furnace, even out of Egypt, to be unto him a people of inheritance as ye are this day. Oh, geez, a long chapter. Furthermore.
Oh, geez.
The Lord was angry with me for your sakes, and swear that I should not go over Jordan, and that I should not go into that good land which the Lord thy God giveth thee for an inheritance. But I must die in this land. I must not go over Jordan, but ye shall go over and possess that good land. Take heed unto yourselves, lest ye forget the covenant of the Lord your God, which he made with you, and make you a graven image. Yeah. For the likeness of anything which the Lord thy God hath forbidden thee, For the Lord thy God is a consuming fire, even a jealous God. When thou shalt beget children, and children's children, and ye shall have remained long in the land, and shall corrupt yourselves, and make a graven image, or the likeness of anything, and shall do evil in the sight of the Lord thy God to provoke him to anger, I call heaven and earth to witness against you this day, that ye shall soon utterly perish from off the land whereinto ye go over Jordan to possess it. Ye shall not prolong your days upon it, but shall utterly be destroyed. And the Lord shall scatter you among the nations, and ye shall be left few in number among the heathen, whither the Lord shall lead you. And there ye shall serve gods, the work of men's hands, wood and stone, which neither see nor hear, nor eat nor smell. But if from thence thou shalt seek the Lord thy God, thou shalt find him, if thou seek him with all thy heart and with all thy soul. When thou art in tribulation, and all these things are come upon thee, even in the latter days, if thou turn unto the Lord thy God, and shalt be obedient unto his voice. For the Lord thy God is a merciful God. He will not forsake thee, neither destroy thee, nor forget the covenant of thy fathers, which he sware unto them. Okay, so now this is starting to sound more like what I thought the Bible would sound like, where it says, like, if you just believe with all the heart, from the tippy-tippy top to the very bottom of your heart, then, you know, everything will be good. God will be there. God will answer, but only if you have zero doubts.
Yeah.
Just like extremely, I don't know. We say manipulative a lot, but that's pretty much kind of what I'm trying to get at.
Well, that's exactly what he was doing at the beginning, too, when he was like, well, it's y'all's fault. That...
yeah. that he's mad at me. But yeah, we got the part where it says God is a jealous God. Have you heard that before?
Yes.
Yeah. So I guess that's where that comes from, is from that line. And then, yeah, I don't know if a graven image is okay if you don't, like, worship it as a god. Like, can you just, like, draw a picture of your dog? as long as you don't worship it?
Yeah, I feel like I feel like you just can't worship it.
Okay.
Okay, but, like, if you're putting statues of war generals...
But who really worships statues? Like... I don't think that they were, like, really worshiping statues. Like, I mean, maybe they were, but it seems like just, like, doesn't seem any different than going in praying to a big old dead Jesus on a cross statue. Like, you're not really praying to the statue. It's just, like, a place to gather and pray to the idea of that thing.
So when people go see the Neptune statue, they're not just... they're just getting their picture taken, not necessarily praying to him. So it's not.
Yeah, like,
it's, I mean, not, it's a graven image.
I don't know. I don't know if that's a graven image. You gonna take her?
For ask now of the days that are past, which were before thee, since the day that God created man upon the earth, and ask from the one side of heaven unto the other whether there hath been any such thing as this great thing is, or hath been heard like it. Did ever people hear the voice of God speaking out of the midst of the fire as thou hast heard, and live? Or hath God essayed to go and take him a nation from the midst of another nation, by temptations, by signs, and by wonders, and by war, and by a mighty hand, and by a stretched out arm, and by great terrors, according to all that the Lord your God did for you in Egypt before your eyes?
I'm pretty sure that plenty of people have battled other people. Like, you're not the first.
Yeah, that's true. I'm just don't.
That doesn't make you a good person. Just because you won.
That's true. Winners write the history books, though, and the Bibles.
Unto thee it was showed that thou mightest know that the Lord, he is God. There is none else beside him. Out of heaven he hath made to hear his voice, that he might instruct thee. And upon earth he showed thee his great fire, and thou heardest his words out of the midst of the fire. And because he loved thy fathers, therefore he chose their seed after them, and brought thee out in his sight with his mighty power out of Egypt.
Yeah, we know that they got out of Egypt.
And to drive out nations from before thee, greater and mightier than thou art, to bring thee in, to give thee their land for an inheritance, as it is this day. Know therefore this day, and consider it in thine heart, that the Lord he is God in heaven above, and upon the earth beneath there is none else. And thou shalt keep therefore his statutes and his commandments, which I command thee this day, that it may go well with thee, and with thy children after thee, and that thou mayest prolong thy days upon the earth, which the Lord thy God giveth thee for ever. Then Moses severed three cities on this side Jordan toward the sun rising, that the slayer might flee thither, which should kill his neighbor unawares, and hated him not in times past, and that fleeing unto one of these cities he might live, namely, Bezer in the wilderness, in the plain country of the Reubenites, and Ramoth in Gilead of the Gadites, the Golan in Bashan, and the Manassites. And this is the law which Moses set before the children of Israel. These are the testimonies, and the statutes, and the judgments which Moses spake unto the children of Israel after they came forth out of Egypt, on this side Jordan, in the valley over against Beth Peor, in the land of Sihon, king of the Amorites, who dwelt at Heshbon, whom Moses and the children of Israel smote after they were come forth out of Egypt. And they possessed his land, and the land of Og, king of Bashan, two kings of Amorites, which were on this side Jordan towards sunrising, from Aroer, which is by the bank of the river Arnon, even unto Mount Sion, which is Hermon, and all the plain on this side Jordan eastward, even unto the sea of the plain under the springs Pisgah. End of chapter 4. So,
Nothing's happened.
Graven images.
But, like, we've already addressed that.
Is that righteous? Is that a righteous law?
No.
If you were God, would you forbid people from making graven images? I'm trying to think, like, what is the... I mean, is this just justification for war? Like, is this why they have this law?
How would it be a justification for war?
Because it's common, maybe among the people in the land they were living. Each town has a mascot or representative god, which is pretty much what these things are, in my opinion. Like, they're all tied to...
Yeah, that makes sense.
Like, one of the things I read in that SPQR book about Rome was that one of the things that made Christianity so unique when it first came out is that it was a religion of conversion, where they would go out and convert people to their religion. And so it was not tied to a specific ethnicity or location. Whereas all other religions, like, you had the gods of Rome, and, like, only Romans worshiped those gods. Where you went across the sea to Greece, they had their own gods. You went across, you know, every region had their own, like, patron god that they worshiped, and was like, the way I see it is like a mascot. You know,
yeah.
These are the ones that protect us against all those other people. And that's what made Christianity such an easy thing to manipulate, is you could get lots of different people to come fight for you in the Roman Empire. That's why they adopted it.
Yeah.
But, so that's, I mean, all that to say, it seems like if you're trying to say that your God is above all other gods and all other gods are wicked, and anybody else who worships any kind of god is wicked, you can say, yeah, like, any, all these people who have all these graven images are the bad people.
Yeah. I just feel like in, like, A Song of Ice and Fire, you see people having, like, kind of their family mascot or their
Yeah, their crest or their sigil or whatever. Yeah.
And like everybody in that area kind of idolizes whatever it is, mm-hmm. whether it's the fish or the dire wolf or whatever. But then overall, depending on where you were, you could worship the seven as well.
Mm-hmm.
But you still didn't, you still like would worship whatever area you were from. You know?
That's true. I mean, I guess like those religions are kind of based off of, or they seem like analogous to like the old gods were like, they seem like what the pagans of like Northern Europe who like worship trees
mm-hmm.
and stuff. I mean, obviously like the weirwood trees
mm-hmm.
Seem like them. Whereas the seven seems very similar to like a pantheon, like the Norse, like Odin and all them, or the Roman gods.
And even if you're talking about like people, like I always viewed Zeus, I guess, as like the overall god.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody kind of worshipped him.
Yeah.
And then depending on what activity you were doing, you would maybe call for a little extra favor from another god, you know?
Yeah.
So I don't feel like it would be, like, that seems normal to me, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense.
I think
so, too.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, like we've talked about before, like, I think a lot of it is, I think about it, I guess from someone who doesn't actually believe in gods, I think about it a lot, like, when you, like, wear your lucky socks so your sports team will win,
mm-hmm.
like,
mm-hmm.
but the consequences are more dire, like, because if your crop doesn't come in, you starve.
Oh, yeah.
So you're like, please, I'm going to pray to the god of rain. Or weather, or the harvest, or whatever
mm-hmm.
symbol you want to throw in there that, you know, my family doesn't starve.
Yeah.
And that this comes in. Or a god of war to favor my troops over the enemies, mm-hmm. you know. I mean, it's all just like, you do whatever you can.
I guess as a non-believer, it's really hard to fully understand the importance of only honoring one god and not being open to others.
Yeah. Yeah, it must be... Yeah, I mean, I don't get it either. I mean, it's the same thing for me where I don't understand, like, people who, like, go through this whole Judeo-Christian timeline and they just stop at a certain point. Like, if you're a Jewish person, you just believe in this part that we're reading, but not the Jesus part. That's ridiculous. Yeah, I believe in this Moses prophet, but I don't believe in this Jesus prophet guy. Yeah. And then if you're a Christian, you're like, yeah, well, yeah, I believe in Moses and Jesus, but I don't believe in this Muhammad prophet guy. Ugh, were you crazy? That's weird. And then if you're Islamic, you're like, oh, yeah, I believe in this Moses guy. I believe that there was this Jesus prophet. I believe that in this Muhammad prophet. But Joseph Smith, that Mormon dude? No way. That's weird.
Okay, that is weird, dude. That does go too far.
I know, but I just don't understand the psychology. Like, no. If you're willing to believe, like, one dude, like, broke the laws of biology and physics and everything else, and that miracles happen, like, why would you not believe that it could continue to happen to someone else?
True, yeah.
And there's thousands of followers of Mormonism that all believe it. Like, why wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Like, why wouldn't... It's just, like, this weird... I mean, I know why. It's because, like I said, I don't think anybody really believes this stuff when it gets down to it.
No. Well, like nowadays when we see somebody who's claiming to be God, we just recognize it for what it is. And we're like, oh, they're in a manic state.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
We need to get them some mental health resources.
Yeah.
It's pretty easy.
Yeah.
Like, but we're not face to face with all the people in this book. So it's easier to romanticize it and take out all the mental health red flags.
Oh, there's some red flags. That's for damn sure. All right. Chapter 5. And Moses called all Israel and said unto them, Hear, O Israel, the statutes and judgments which I speak in your ears this day, that ye may learn them and keep and do them. The Lord our God made a covenant with us in Horeb. The Lord made not this covenant
with our fathers, but with us, even us, who are all of us here alive this day. The Lord talked with you face to face in the mount out of the midst of the fire.
Which wasn't face to face. Like, he already said that earlier in this same episode, where he said, like, it was just him around a rock calling out around the corner, "Hello! Don't make graven images!"
I stood between the Lord and you at that time to show you the word of the Lord, for ye were afraid by reason of the fire, and went not up into the mount.
Well, first off, he said if they did go up, they would die.
Yeah, This is so weird.
Just calling them scared. Anyway.
And didn't some of them try to listen or try to see, and then they got in trouble? That happened.
I don't quite clearly remember, but it sounds familiar.
Like, something happened where they tried to go listen for themselves or go see for themselves. They tried to go too far up the hill.
He said, no. Me and Aaron only.
Well, then God did something. I don't remember what.
I don't remember either.
I don't remember which of the random punishments it was. It was something similar to, like, when he opened up the earth and swallowed the people.
I don't think he killed them.
I think they
like fell down and covered their face or something. I think Moses just yelled at them.
Something happened.
And said, "Don't come closer, you'll die."
Yeah. But now suddenly they're just scared. They were too afraid.
Yeah.
They were too lazy.
Yeah.
Moses had to do it.
And he said,
"I am the Lord thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. Thou shalt have none other gods before me. Thou shalt not make thee any graven image, or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the waters beneath the earth."
See, every time I read this, I'm taken aback, because it doesn't say anything about, like, don't worship them. Like, it just says over and over again, don't make any graven image. Don't make anything in the likeness of anything on earth.
Yeah.
Like, that's just what it says. Like, just don't do it. Just don't make statues.
Yeah.
It's crazy. I mean, I know we keep on saying, like, oh, maybe it's that they worship him, but that's not what it says. Like, that's not represented in the text. It just says, don't do it. All right, so righteous, we got, don't worship any other gods before me. Don't make graven images. Here we go. Here's the Ten Commandments all over again.
Okay, well, it says graven image is a human-made object that is worshipped. So I guess it's, like, that's the definition. So I guess it's...
Well, I think that's how we've interpreted it for thousands of years, but, like, I'd be interested to know, like, what the Hebrew or Greek word for graven was here translated, like, what it meant. Like, did it mean a worshipped image, or did it mean, like, a carved image? Just interested.
I don't know.
I find it really strange.
"Thou shalt not bow down thyself unto them, nor serve them, for I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me."
I'm totally against that. I do not think that children should be punished for the sins of their parents.
Absolutely not.
"And showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain."
Well, shit, I've done that.
That's another one I don't really understand. Like, what does it mean to take someone's name in vain? Like, just don't say it when you don't need to say it? Or...
don't say it in a hateful way, I guess.
I guess. Or does it mean, like, don't, like, pretend that you've heard God's when you haven't? You know what I mean? Like, to take his name to be like, God told me to do this. God told me to do that.
Interesting.
That makes more sense to me than just being like, Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
And that being bad for some reason. Or like saying, like he who must not be named, like saying his name.
Yeah.
Like that just seems stupid.
That makes so much more sense.
I think so. Maybe I nailed it.
I think you did. I
hope so.
Because really at this point, who's...
Yeah.
Who's saying Jesus Christ or God damn it?
Yeah.
Probably not a lot of people.
Yeah, nobody.
But more likely, there are people running like, around saying,
yeah, I heard God too, Moses, sure.
Yeah.
He told me, you know.
He told me, I deserve to get a plate of herbs.
Yeah, he told me, I don't have to put forth my money into the community pot.
Yeah, that's the risk here. That's where we're...
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what's going on.
Nailed it.
Keep the Sabbath day to sanctify it, as the Lord thy God hath commanded thee. 6 days thou shalt labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, nor thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thine ox, nor thine ass, nor any of thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates, that thy manservant and thy maidservant may rest as well as thou.
I'll try telling the hellhounds that.
Yeah, they won't settle down.
They'd be like, no, we got to play our games, go on our walk. It's the seventh day, we must rest.
Well, tell anybody this. Like, this is crazy too. Like, this has been the most... This has been like two paragraphs on not working on the Sabbath. But yeah. Everybody works on the Sabbath. Mm. Nobody cares.
What's the Seventh-day Adventists or whatever?
Yeah.
They're like the only ones who... Well, and then you got like Chick-fil-A being closed on Sunday.
But that's not even
the
Sabbath.
But that's not even the Sabbath. That's just them wanting to be closed.
Yeah, I don't...
I mean, you do it for your convenience, you know?
Yeah.
There was a group, I think I've said this before, a group of hospital workers, like, in the area south of, like, Fort Worth, mm-hmm. where some of the hospitals were having, like, actual problems because there was a large community of Seventh-day Adventists that live in that area, and, like, you gotta have somebody work on Saturday in the hospital. Like, what do you gotta do? So
that's crazy.
It was a problem. I think it's so populated now, it's not as much of a problem anymore, but...
Yeah.
Like, 20 years ago was a problem.
Weird. I just find it strange that, like, the people that I know that are super religious, like, don't care. don't care about this at all. Not one bit.
They're out there mowing their yard. They're out there.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're making sure that they're yelling at the cashier, you know. And not tipping well at the restaurant, making the waitresses
all right.
work.
You got a whole stereotype going now.
I have some experiences.
And remember that thou wast a servant in the land of Egypt, and that the Lord thy God brought thee out thence through a mighty hand and by a stretched out arm. Therefore the Lord thy God commanded thee to keep the Sabbath day. Honor thy father and mother, as the Lord thy God hath commanded thee, that thy days may be prolonged, and that it may go well with thee, in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill.
Hold on. What's up?
Are you going to talk about the honor thy father and mother?
I mean, there's not really much to say.
It sounds a little threatening, though. Like, if you don't honor, you're going to die early.
Yeah, that's
like,
pretty much.
Well, are they going to kill you if you don't behave? Is that what it's saying?
I guess. Well, what do you think it means? Like, honor thy father and mother. Like, surely, like, it's not just be good boys and girls in the home. Does it mean more like...
I think it means more like continue to take care of them. You take care of them the way...
Yeah, I mean, that's probably why it says so that their days may be prolonged. It means, like, don't just abandon people once they get old.
Oh, so the adult people's days will be prolonged are the children.
Well, it says that thy days may be prolonged, but maybe it's just because your children will take care of you when you're old, and they'll just leave you out in the in the dust.
So you could, I view that as you can still disagree with your parents. You can still, honoring your father and mother does not mean you need to go with everything they say. Doesn't mean you need to be a good boy, good girl.
Yeah, but that's how I was taught it in church.
Yeah, that's how it comes across. But that's not what it means. It just means be supportive and be there and do what you can.
I mean, if I just put it in the time period, like, I'm sure it's pretty common to not take care of the elderly once they can no longer work for themselves. Like, I mean, I don't...
You think it's common not to?
I know that in some societies it has been common to not to abandon the old. In others, it's like they're revered. Like,
right. Okay. I thought you were saying, like, we're just, they were just leaving them out in the dust.
Well, I've heard some crazy stories, but these are more like tribal societies. But I've heard one, like, there was like a one job of the tribe that he walks in the back of this nomadic tribe, and he's like the hatchet man. And he walks with a hatchet. Oof. And when you're too old to keep up with the crowd, it's his job to put a hatchet in your head. When you can't keep up with the rest of the tribe any longer.
I mean, I think that has to do with communities that are more like you cannot struggle.
It also kind of sounds like bullshit. It kind of also sounds made up, like the kind of shit people make up about tribal societies to demonize them.
Absolutely.
But it was definitely memorable. I was just like, dang, I wouldn't want that job. That'd be tough.
Yeah.
I mean, I also wouldn't like to be smacked in the head with a hatchet, but...
Yeah. This is more just whether it's... This is more just helping old people out with resources.
That's what I like to think.
Like,
that's a thing.
Either
I can get
your
behind
time
that.
Or...
Yeah.
Time or effort. Helping out old people
so
that when you get old, you're helped.
Exactly. Thou shalt not kill? Got anything to say about that?
Support that, for the most part.
For the most part. I support it.
No, I do support it. I'm just kidding.
I mean, I'm kind of philosophically, I think that, I don't think there's, any kind of, innate value in someone's life. I think it's more about, cut that.
I don't know how to explain it. I think in the overall scheme of the world and the universe, no one person really matters.
Yeah. I know what you're
like,
saying.
It affects individual people. And yes, it's still affecting us today. But in, say, a billion years, humans are still here. Even the worst people in the world in our time now, people aren't going to know their names.
Yeah. Right.
And I don't even think it has to be a billion years. Because, think of, ancient Greece times. There were some bad people there, I'm sure. We don't know them.
Oh, yeah. Julius Caesar was terrible.
Well, we know his name.
I know his name. But yeah, there's lots of people whose names we don't know.
Even average people,
Yeah. I mean, I totally agree. When you think of things from, really even a short time scale, I couldn't tell you the name of my great-great-grandfather. I could probably look it up or whatever, but I don't walk around knowing that.
Yeah.
You're going to be forgotten so quickly. But when you think of whether lives matter or not, it has nothing to do with it has to do with to whom does the life matter?
Yeah.
To the grand scheme of things, no, it doesn't matter, but that's not a consciousness. It's to the person experiencing that life, the only life that they'll get, it matters tremendously. Like, well, whether it's an animal or a person. Well,
and it can be the people around them, too, at the moment.
Well, sure. Yeah. You could, obviously, they're...
If you're a really good person and you're helping people out, then you're going to make a difference in those people's lives. If you're a really bad person and you're hurting other people or animals or whatever, or nature, everything around you is going to feel that.
Mm-hmm.
It will have lasting consequences sometimes, and... But for the most part, I feel like things recover.
Maybe. So should we kill?
I hope.
So should we kill?
I don't know.
I mean, I tend to think no.
I tend to think no, but then like, what about like a rapist?
Well, see, I also like come to the conclusion a lot of the times when I think about death penalty. Like, were, if we knew that it was, that justice was being served, would it be justifiable? And I always tend to think yes. Like, if someone is, has such little regard for the other beings around them, like, that you're, like you said, a rapist or someone who's just, like, just hurts other people,
mm-hmm.
like, constantly, like, should we have them on the sharing this planet anymore? No, you get your toys taken away. Like, you don't get to play anymore. But then you got to think about what Gandalf said. And he said, who are you to decide who lives or dies?
Yeah, that's rough.
Mm-hmm.
No answers here.
Find a different podcast. That whole part is probably going to get cut.
I think it probably should.
All right, thou shalt not kill. That sounds good. I'm okay with that.
Thou shalt not kill. Yes.
Yes, I agree.
Yes, I agree.
I don't think you should kill.
Yeah. I think that is a good thing to hold on to.
Yes. Good save.
Neither shalt thou commit adultery.
True.
Yeah.
I don't think that you should break a promise like that, one that makes so much difference to someone.
Doesn't it seem weird that it's in here, though?
Was
it really that big of a problem?
Probably. I mean, it's always been a problem. People, as long as there's been an institution of marriage, then yeah, it's been a problem and people have been doing it.
But like, didn't like...
I'm sure people were killing each other all the time because of adultery.
Yeah, but at the beginning of this book, like, there were several people who had, like, all these side wives.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. Jacob, right?
Yeah.
Wasn't Jacob the one who married Hagar? Or was that his dad?
Oh,
was that
I remember.
Israel? Isaac? I don't know.
I don't remember.
I wish I could remember stuff.
But there have been some side wives in here.
Oh, there's been tons of side wives. But they married their side wives. He had like six wives.
That's true.
But yeah.
It's still adultery.
True. I guess agree with that one.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that one. I find it extremely weird it's in the book, though.
I don't think it's weird. I think it's normal.
I guess are they really trying to have more of a control over kind of genetic stuff, though?
Oh, they definitely are. But I don't know if that's what has... I mean, these are pretty broad. Don't kill.
Yeah.
Don't commit adultery. I mean, that's pretty standard. Like, I don't know how long the institution of marriage goes back to, but I know that, like, the Romans, they married.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Neither shalt thou steal.
Now you can't steal. Stealing's not cool.
But who are you stealing from?
I mean, what is possession anyway? It's just proximity. It just means you're closer to that thing than I am.
Yeah.
If it's closer to me,
yeah.
Then is it yours anymore? Or is it mine? All I'm doing is just changing its location. Possession is just a concept.
that people have made up. It's a social construct.
In our capitalistic world, like, who am I hurting?
Yeah.
I will still continue to charge my place of employment with Lorna Doones at least once a shift.
No, I think you're going to get in trouble for stealing cookies. Yeah, I don't think stealing is good. I think it's bad.
In general, no.
Yeah. But I also think that people should share things.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. You shouldn't go over to your neighbor's house and just like start taking their car.
No, that's not cool. It's not fair.
Dude, what I've witnessed one time, somebody who just stopped in front of a neighbor's house, got out, dug a flower out of their garden, and then just took off. Like, you can't just steal someone's flower. No. That's weird.
Utter chaos. Who knew we lived in such a bad part of town? There are landscaping crimes happening everywhere.
Neither shalt thou bear false witness against thy neighbor.
Yeah, it seems self-evident. Don't lie about people.
Yeah.
That's like for accusations, right? Like bearing false witness against thy neighbor. That seems like blaming somebody for something that they didn't do.
Yeah. Definitely don't do that.
Yeah.
Neither shalt thou desire thy neighbor's wife. Neither shalt thou covet thy neighbor's house, his field, or his manservant, or his maidservant, his sidewife, his ox, or his ass, or anything that is thy neighbor's.
Yeah, that's more of like, don't steal.
Yeah, that feels repetitive.
Yeah. These words the Lord spake unto all your assembly in the mount out of the midst of the fire, of the cloud, and of the thick darkness with a great voice, and he added no more. And he wrote them in two tables of stone and delivered them unto me. He added way more. He talked for like forever.
There were so many.
Yeah, there were all the slavery rules.
Yeah, and you and I were like, there's no way this is all, we're not writing all this down.
Well.
It was a lot more than 10. Are we just doing the 10 right now?
We're just doing the 10. He's done.
Was that the 10? Was that 10? That didn't feel like 10.
Let's see, let's count them off. We got, don't worship any other god. 1, no graven images. 2, don't take his name in vain. 3, honor thy father and mother. 4, don't kill. 5, don't adulter. 6, don't steal. 7, don't bear false witness. 8, don't covet thy neighbor's wife. 9. Did I miss one?
I don't
know. Oh, Sabbath. 10.
Oh, yeah. Okay, there's the 10.
There's the 10. I could have come up with way better.
Oh, yeah, commandments. For sure.
Some I'd keep. I'd probably keep.
Yeah.
Kill. Don't probably kill. Keep. Steal.
Yeah.
It's just a good rule to live by because it's the right thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
Is that it?
Where's the treat others the way you want to be treated? Does that come from the Bible?
That's not in here.
Does that come from the Bible?
The golden rule?
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's
probably a Jesus thing. I hear Jesus probably has some cool things to say. And it came to pass when ye heard the voice out of the midst of the darkness, for the mountain did burn with fire, that ye came near unto me, even all the heads of your tribes and your elders, and ye said, behold, the Lord our God hath showed us his glory and his greatness, and we have heard his voice out of the midst of the fire. And we have seen this day that God doth talk with man, and he liveth. Now therefore, why should we die? For this great fire will consume us if we hear the voice of the Lord our God any more, then we shall die. For who is there of all flesh that hath heard the voice of the living God speaking out of the midst of the fire as we have and lived?
Go thou near, and hear all that the Lord our God shall say, and speak thou unto us all that the Lord our God shall speak unto thee, and we will hear it and do it. And the Lord heard the voice of your words, when ye spake unto me. And the Lord said unto me, I have heard the voice of the words of this people, which they have spoken unto thee. They have well said all that they have spoken. Oh, that there were such a heart in them, that they would fear me, and keep all my commandments always, that it might well be well with them, and with their children forever. Go say to them, get you into your tents again. But as for thee, stand thou here by me, and I will speak unto thee all the commandments, and the statutes, and the judgments, which thou shalt teach them, and they may do them in the land which I give them to possess it. Ye shall observe to do, therefore, as the Lord your God hath commanded you. Ye shall not turn aside to the right hand or to the left. Ye shall walk in all the ways which the Lord your God hath commanded you, that ye may live, and that it may be well with you, and that ye may prolong your days in the land which ye shall possess.
I've heard that.
What?
That last part.
That ye may walk long in the land you possess?
What was the right before it?
That ye may live, and that it may be well with you, and that ye may prolong your days in the land which ye shall possess?
Yeah, I feel like I've heard that before.
Maybe.
Like, that's like a favorite line, you know?
Yeah. Well, I'm pretty much done. This has been boring, and I don't know if I can do three chapters. Usually I try to stick to three chapters, and the next one's pretty short, but those first two were really long. We've been going for an hour. It's up to you. We can do one more short chapter, or we can stop there.
We can stop there. I know you got a lot to cut out, but...
That's all right.
With all our interruptions.
Oh, yeah, maybe we should do this last little bit.
Okay.
Okay, one more. We'll stick it out, people. I feel like there might be one more interesting thing to get to. I don't feel like we found anything interesting yet.
There's no.
Of course, I can see, but you can't see that at the top of the page. It just says, the Ten Commandments repeated. I'm like, oh, God. All right, last one. Chapter 6. Now, these are the commandments, the statutes, and the judgments which the Lord your God commanded to teach you, that ye might do them in the land whither ye go to possess it, that thou mightest fear the Lord thy God to keep all his statutes and his commandments, which I command thee, thou, and thy son's son, all the days of thy life, and that thy days may be prolonged. Hear therefore, when you hear stuff like that, where it says, like, and your son, and your son's son, like, do you, like, does that register as patriarchal? When you hear it, or is it just like, oh, he just means his descendants? Like, because I don't often notice it. Like, if there's gendered speech like that, that's just like, your son and your son's son. But that's because I'm used to, that's the convention of how we do things. But I was just wondering if, like, as a woman, when you hear that, you're like, hey, what about the daughter's daughters?
Yeah, they're definitely not including the daughters in there.
Yeah.
They're just going to marry them all. It just signifies that they're not included.
Mm.
That they're not even thought about. Just like, if there are any daughters, it's fine. We'll just give them to another family. And
And not the landowners?
Yeah, no, they don't care.
Hear, therefore, O Israel, and observe to do it, that it may be well with thee, and that ye may increase mightily, as the Lord God of thy fathers hath promised thee, in the land which floweth with milk and honey. I don't like milk and honey, dude. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy might. How do you love someone with all your might? Like, you don't, like, can you love something with all your might? Like, you make a choice to love something? I mean, I guess you can.
Well, that's interesting. I never thought of that.
I mean, I guess
can you make a choice to love something, or is it just something that you naturally feel?
I think you can. I think it's
But
it works together. Like, I was thinking about this the other day. Like, they say scientifically, like, you can make yourself happier just by smiling. Like, if you're feeling bad, like, you can walk around smiling and it releases.
Oh.
No, like, it's true. Like,
I've had way too many public facing jobs to buy into that bullshit.
Well, it's more like a. I don't think it's like, it's similar to a placebo effect.
I spend all day smiling and
okay, maybe
totally feel like ready to blow up the world.
But I guess what I'm thinking is like, it's the same thing of like forgiving the people that you love for, you know, things that you might be mad at them for, not holding grudges.
Yeah.
Like making the effort to have positive thoughts about the people that you love rather than have negative thoughts. Like, I think those things help. I think it is kind of a decision in some sense, maybe unconscious decision in a lot of the time. But like the people you love, you take care to, I don't know.
Yeah, that makes
treat
sense.
Treat them nice
that
and makes sense, spend time around them. And but, you know, the concept of a god, I don't know. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. Dang, that's a lot of God talk. And thou shalt bind them for a sign.
What God talk? We are reading the Bible.
Oh, I know, but when you lie down and when you get up. And thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thine hand, and they shall be as frontlets between thine eyes.
What is that?
I don't know what a frontlet is. And thou shalt write them upon the posts of thy house and on thy gates. And it shall be when the Lord thy God shall have brought thee into the land which he sware unto thy fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give thee great and goodly cities which thou buildest not, and houses which you didn't have to build. Basically, he's just going to give you somebody else's house. Okay.
That's why they took over all those towns.
And houses full of all good things which thou filledest not, and wells digged which thou diggest not, vineyards and olive trees which thou plantedest not, and thou shalt have eaten and be full. Yes, he's just saying he's going to give you somebody else's shit.
Okay.
He's going to stroll in and take over. It's going to be great. You don't have to do any of the work, and you just get to enjoy all their stuff.
But thou shalt not steal.
I guess only from each other. I don't know. Then beware, lest
and
thou...
And also, like, thou shalt not kill. They just killed a ton of people.
That's true. Yeah. Good point. Yeah, they killed the babies.
Unbelievable.
Hypocrites. Then beware, lest thou forget the Lord, which broughtest thee forth out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. Thou shalt fear the Lord thy God, and serve him, and shalt swear by his name. Ye shall not go after other gods of the gods of the people which are round about you. For the Lord thy God is a jealous God among you, lest the anger of the Lord thy God be kindled against thee, and destroy thee from off the face of the earth. Ye shall not tempt the Lord your God, as ye tempted him in Massah. Ye shall diligently keep the commandments of the Lord your God, and his testimonies, and his statutes which he hath commanded thee. And thou shalt do that which is right and good in the sight of the Lord, that it may be well with thee, and that thou mayest go in and possess the good land which the Lord sware unto thy fathers, to cast out all thine enemies from before thee, as the Lord hath spoken. And when thy son asketh thee in time to come, saying, What mean the testimonies and the statutes and the judgments which the Lord our God hath commanded you? Then thou shalt say unto thy son,
We were Pharaoh's bondmen in Egypt, and the Lord brought us out of Egypt with a mighty hand. And the Lord showed signs and wonders great and sore upon Egypt, upon Pharaoh, and upon all his household before our eyes. And he brought us out from thence, that he might bring us in, and give us the land which he sware unto our fathers. And the Lord commanded us to do all these statutes, to fear the Lord our God for our good always, that he might preserve us alive as it is at this day. And it shall be our righteousness if we observe to do all these commandments before the Lord our God as he hath commanded us. So he just basically said like 500 times, do what I told you, do what I told you, do what I told you. Yeah. All right.
Even though they've been breaking a lot of the rules already.
Yeah. Yeah, they've broken pretty much all their own rules.
Yeah.
Some of them they got punished for. Some of them they got punished for not breaking.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You didn't kill the babies?
Ah, can't believe you. All right. Stay dumb, everybody.
Stay dumb.